The new tax would generate more than $270 million from oil companies, or even more money if the price of gasoline stays high. The governor's budget would prohibit businesses from passing on the cost of the tax to consumers. It would also hire a few auditors to keep an eye on oil companies. Democrats on the legislature's Joint Finance Committee stood behind Doyle yesterday without so much as a flinch. Committee co-chair Russ Decker says the governor's plan is a way to get back some of the profits that oil companies have gouged from consumers.
I think we ought to go after the oil companies the same way they've been going after us. Hit them right in the pocketbook.
The plan survived committee even though not a single Republican supported it. Most GOP lawmakers said there was no way to prevent oil companies from passing the tax on to customers, making it in essence a gas tax in disguise. Others said that if it works as intended, it would violate the U.S. Commerce Clause by forcing residents of other states to pick up the cost of a Wisconsin tax. Ripon Republican Senator Luther Olson says the tax would end up in court before the ink on this budget dries.
If we can sit here and think that this becomes law, that the oil companies are going to sit on their hands and not take us to court, we're dreaming. Because if Wisconsin can get away with this, every state will try to do the same thing.
Republicans haven't been the only ones urging caution here. The nonpartisan research arm of the legislature told lawmakers that a similar tax got shot down in a New York court. A memo also surfaced this week from former Democratic Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager, who's now in private practice. Lautenschlager warned the tax would spur a long court battle and could hurt the state's fuel supply. The Doyle administration insists its legal footing is solid, citing a Supreme Court case that let Puerto Rico issue an excise tax on oil. Revenue Secretary Roger Irvin says the tax is also fair, since oil companies depend on the good roads it will pay for.
More people drive, the more oil they sell. I feel that this is simply investing in their future and investing in the type of customer base that has unquestionably bought their oil, whether it's $2.50, $3.50, or who knows where this is going from here.
The battle over this plan is far from over. UW La Crosse political science professor Joe Heim says he thinks it probably won't pass the legislature because of all its potential complications. Heim thinks the governor proposed it to score points with his political base.
I think maybe this is to some degree a way for the governor to show that he is in fact a real Democrat and believes in populism, which has always been popular in Wisconsin.
Both Heim and UW-Madison political science professor Charles Franklin say the governor's plan forces some tough decisions by lawmakers. Franklin says that if lawmakers don't want this tax, but they still want the money for roads, they'll have to find some way to pay for them.
If you looked at it as the opening round on a set of negotiations to find a way to restore that hole in funding for roads and construction, then maybe that's the strategy that's really lurking here.
What makes that task more difficult is that this is the first budget in decades where the state's gas tax won't go up automatically to keep up with inflation. That means lawmakers are without a crutch this year. Whatever they decide, they're going to have to vote on it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.